This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. And as the U.S. steadily reduces its role in Iraq, other countries in the region are jockeying to increase their influence. Turkey and Iran are foremost among them. NPR's Deborah Amos visited the northern Iraqi city of Erbil and has this report.
The Marina restaurant in Erbil is the kind of place that businessmen come to make deals. The food is pricey. The live entertainment is Turkish. It's a sign that Turkey plays a dominant economic role here. At Erbil's first mega shopping center, more than 60% of the products are Turkish. Young entrepreneurs are drawn to this emerging market. Mustafa Aydan opened a brand name eyeglass outlet 18 months ago.
Yani İstanbul'daki yaşam şartlarına göre,
it's better than Istanbul to make money here.
So you have a lot of friends here from Turkey who came to do what you came to do.
Çok fazla, evet.
Lots of friends, yes. Yeah.
The Kurdish regional government also has lots of Turkish friends, friends with money.
They've basically traded the stick for the carrot.
That's Middle East analyst Greg Gauss at the University of Vermont, who says Turkish influence in the north rivals the U.S.
They are a very serious player in the Kurdish economy, which is doing much, much better than the rest of Iraq. But they've also gained a lot more day-to-day influence than they've ever had in the past.
And as the U.S. prepares for a military withdrawal next year, Turkey has stepped up that role in a competition with Iran for regional dominance. At this Kurdish political gathering in Erbil, senior Turkish officials had VIP seats, unthinkable a few years ago. Turkey long opposed Kurdish autonomy in Iraq. Turkey's army conducted cross-border raids and threatened more. Turkey feared Kurdish aspirations for independence would incite Turkey's own Kurdish minority. But in a symbol of the historic shift, Turkey's foreign minister made the first official visit to Erbil last year. At the new Turkish consulate, Aydın Selgen's first job is to promote trade, now more than $6 billion a year.
Our immediate target is to increase this to 25.
25 billion?
25 billion, yes. And we are trying to make this happen within something like 5 years.
Iraq could become Turkey's top trading partner. And with Iraq's vast oil reserves, Turkey can become a major energy hub from the Middle East to Europe, says Selgen.
It's only natural to market their wealth through Turkey.
Turkish state oil companies have invested heavily in Iraq, says Ben Lando, the founder of Iraq Oil Report, an online news service. Lando says it's all part of the competition with Iran.
It's almost like a friendly competition. Who can have the most contracts? Who can bring the most goods and have the biggest presence? When it comes to the economy, Turkey's winning.
When it comes to the politics, who's winning?
That remains to be seen.
Iran has historical political ties to Iraqi Kurds and Shiite Arabs and used those connections to press for an Iraqi government in line with Iranian interests. Turkey flexed political muscles too, says Yos Hilterman at the International Crisis Group.
The regional states absolutely had an influence, but none of them was able to impose the solution it wanted.
With so much at stake, Turkey continues to build. The success in creating large housing developments in the north has led to bids on projects further south, says construction manager Serdar Kutsal.
And maybe we will go further down to Basra. We will, but most likely we will go with our Kurdish friends.
Even larger Turkish companies are challenging Iran's economic dominance in Baghdad. A Turkish consortium outbid an Iranian group for an $11 billion project to renovate Sadr City, the capital's largest Shiite neighborhood. It's a competition for influence, says Kutsal.
A different kind of influence. I know what Turkey is trying to do, and it is definitely a win-win policy.
And in a telling bit of political symbolism, the Turkish prime minister, the leader of a predominantly Sunni Muslim nation, attended the Shiite commemoration of Ashura, one of the most important holidays on the religious calendar. It was a gesture that will likely be noted by the dominant Shiite leaders in Iraq. Religion can be good for business. In his office in Erbil, businessman Ardel Ahiska says it's good to be a Turk in Iraq.
It is a big market for the Turkish businessman, Turkish tradesman. We'll be rich together.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.